You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for this first day of the new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Scout Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. Results out this morning and trading updates this morning, Scout. Invicta and Pepcor came out with numbers, and then we had Sasol with a trading update at 7:05 this morning. Any of those three catch your eye for any reason?
Oh, well, I think Sasol must still be the one that's got the biggest target on it. But I think we should maybe turn our clock back a little bit longer to maybe Friday evening, 12 o'clock.
Yes.
With S&P coming out and downgrading us to negative. I think that's pretty much where we were all started. Because I think a lot of what we've seen on the market today, because in general, the Rand is not really that much weaker, very much in line with other, it's called BRICS currency or emerging currencies, but the banks are just getting hammered today. It's a bad day for financials on the JSE. But getting back to your question, I think Sasol's one is an interesting one. I don't think, I think somebody made the comment this morning that, what did you expect? Did you expect now that the results actually eventually is out from Sasol that the trading updates would look any better? I think everybody would agree with me that no, I don't think any one of us expected that Sasol's miraculously the trading updates would look any better. But 20% is bad. I'm still worried about this company. Still a company I've got very much on my radar, monitoring. And I think for anybody listening out there saying, I want to buy in these dips, I would be very hesitant when a company tells me, we're looking at a 20% decrease. We'd be taking on more loans to try and get some liquidity. And the outlook, globally, well, South Africa, they said, the outlook in South Africa still looked very much under pressure. But also when they talked about the international outlook, they said, that could be a different scenario as well with the oil price at lower level. So, I think not necessarily the best news, if possible. Not really reacting, but I think we're sort of expected.
Yeah, and also they said they're going to come up with more trading statements and things could happen here and there. So we expect some more news coming from them. But it's really stuck in its range, isn't it? Which is, I suppose, 260 to 310 at the moment, wouldn't you say? So it's more or less in the middle of that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, we saw it this morning. It was a little bit up, a little bit down, very flat for the day. So I think in general, again, like I said before, I mean, very much expected. Nobody expected them to miraculously see a turnaround. I'm going to watch that dividend. I think I'm going to watch that dividend in the next 12 months. Mm. I want to see that come back at least.
Yeah, it will be under threat, given the numbers that we've just seen, of course.
Undoubtedly. Undoubtedly. This is definitely on the lower side. So yeah, if this doesn't change very quickly, then you can more or less expect no dividends for next year either. So, but let's see. Let's see.
Okay. Let's have a look at Invicta and Pepcor. Do you follow either of those?
No, I just browsed through them. I think both of them, Invicta quickly, I think just again reiterating the current environment we're currently finding ourselves in. So it's not a positive environment in general. Still a company that's just sitting north of the 100% in terms of net debt level. So they've actually made it very clear that they want to try and optimize the current operations and the cash flow in order to reduce overall debt. And that's something that I personally would want to see in this company, but not a company that's really standing out for me. Pepcor, not bad. I didn't think it was that bad. It was actually, very similar to the story that we've seen on Mr. Price a little bit, more than a week ago, if I'm not mistaken. Revenue up 9%, HEPS north of 15%. Well, we're looking at 16.4%. That is actually not a bad result. I think in general, the market is not taking it too badly, so I think not too bad.
Okay, there is something came out at 3 o'clock JSE time, and that was a joint announcement from Naspers and also Prosus regarding what could turn out to be a bidding war for Just Eat. What did you make of that?
I must say it's more of the same, and for me, it's a lot more interesting looking at the share price. But I don't know if you remember, a week ago, David Shapiro and I we had a discussion on how, you know, when Prosus and Naspers started to trade, you actually saw that they traded like a railroad track. And then suddenly last week, I can't remember when it was, Naspers had this shootout where Prosus was under pressure. Today, we've literally seen the inverse. I mean, Prosus up over 1%, well, 1.25%. And when you look at Naspers, last that I've seen it was still down. So I think that in general, that is an interesting environment. How this company, I don't know if it's hedge funds or specifically to do with this announcement and this circumstances, but very interesting to see that these two companies are trading as correlated as they started. Yes, Naspers down today, 14 basis points, while. Well, Prosus is up 1.23%. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is. Very interesting. See how that plays out. Let's have a look at the spot prices. This morning at around about 9 o'clock, the Rand was 14.65. It's now 14.76 against the US dollar. It's 19.03 against the British pound. And the Euro Rand is 16.26 with the Euro dollar 110.20. In the States, we've got more of the same. We've got the Dow up 123 points or 0.44% right now. The FTSE in London is up 0.9%. The NASDAQ is 0.9% higher as well. S&P up 0.5%. That's an all-time record high if it closes there. And the Far East this morning, because of the Hong Kong election results, also did well. It's green across the board, Scout. Not so.
It's looking good.
It is. And it's not so with commodities, though. The gold price is down 3 to 14.59. Platinum is 8.97, up 6. And Brent crude oil is $63.23. And just talking about the overseas markets, of course, it's a short week this week. It'll be a half day on Friday, although Black Friday, as it's being called, will be of interest when we come in on Monday morning. But Thursday is a holiday for the States because it's Thanksgiving. So it looks like a quiet one.
Getting back to your currencies, I mean, yes, we are looking at a rand that's about 30 basis points off Friday's close or weaker. But I mean, that's in line. If you look at Brazil is the same, also 30 basis points down. The Russian ruble, 20 basis points down, so against the dollar. So I actually, when I look at it, I mean, when you look at this whole S&P announcement on, because it was good, was bad. I mean, again, nothing unexpected. I think we've sort of got used to, okay, so here we go, it's Fitch time, are we going to be downgraded to junk? This is the story, this is, so we sort of got used to the message. But I mean, in general, while I was listening to the report, I just didn't feel hot and fuzzy. I mean, economic performance is still disappointed. When they say economic growth remains well below other emerging markets, they see Eskom will likely be an enduring drain, which I think we all agree with. Tax collection continued to disappoint, S&P. So I think in general, I was sort of looking for some light. Some light in this tunnel, but so downgraded. They were downgraded South Africa to negative. Again, not unexpected, but I think when we look at the Rand's movement today, no real reason why we would think it was due to S&P's downgrades, because our movement today was very much in line with other BRICS currencies.
Not so with the financial shares, which we'll come to in a moment. But let's have a look at the top five major movers on the JSE according to ShareNet. My screen is 15 minutes delayed, but if there's anything completely out of whack, then you'll jump in, I'm sure. But here we go. On the upside, Assore nearly 7% higher. African Rainbow Minerals up 5% almost. Kumba Iron Ore up 3.6. Sirius a 3.1% winner, and Hammerson up 2.5%. And on the downside, this is where it gets a little bit unpleasant, and all to do with S&P. Nedcor down 4.5%, Discovery down 4.25%, Absa down 4.1%, Netcare down 4%, and Telkom again down 3.6%. These banks really took it to heart, didn't they?
It was unbelievable. I mean, I'm sort of watching first round, and usually I look at first round first because I'm invested, and with this possible overhang of shares with the whole proposed RIM growth unbundling, I immediately looked and said, well, okay, maybe this is again because of the worries with the overhang. But then you scroll down, you see, well, Standard Bank down, you know, more than, you know, close to 3%, Nedbank down, all the banks down. So definitely the banks are feeling the downgrade, you know, on Friday. So this is not good. I mean, and again, you mentioned it, Discovery. I mean, that's a big whack. I mean, close to 5% down. And Telkom just keep on disappointing. I mean, where's the bottom? And you called it, I think, 2 weeks ago and said, well, you think this thing is going to $25. And originally I sort of sniggered, but now I'm sort of just thinking, you know, it seems like it I hope it's finding a bottom at 25 rand by the current movement. So, yeah, not good in general. Your resources still looking good. But, again, yeah. No big movers today in the market.
Give us the closing indices, if you would, and the volume, if you've got it there as well, Scott.
Okay, let's start off the volume. Very slow day. You know, when we look at the movement, again, well below 20 billion rand day. So we're currently looking just north of 16 billion movement for that day. And when we look at the major indices, all share down 13 basis points. So it was up and down the whole time, ended down, you know, 0.13%. Top 40 was flat for the day. When we look at mid caps, was also flat, 0.7. Small caps also down, you know, up 2 basis points. The only thing that really moved was the financials. Financials was down to, you know, 2% for the day, while industrials, you know, 0.25% up and resources up 1%.
Okay, that volume's a little bit disturbing, and we can expect more of those days, actually, as we go into what is essentially the last 4 weeks of 2019. It's only a calendar month away from Christmas. Skulk, thank you very much for your time. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.